At St. Ignatius Orphanage, there was a rebellious youth by the name of John Rossi who referred to himself as Simon Templar. And he actually led the rest of the youth in that orphanage to rebel against what was going on in terms of the harsh treatment that they were receiving. As an adult, he became a professional thief who became nicknamed the Saint because of the different aliases of names that he would use that were actually the names of Catholic saints. He began using the alias Thomas More, and he actually ended up stealing a formula for cold fusion, which brought with it the hope of inexpensive energy that would be clean and productive and also be very, very wealthy for him. He could earn a lot of money from that. But then he discovered after he had stole the formula that it was actually incomplete. What ensues in this story about the saint is a dangerous and yet redemptive journey. It's a journey in which he has a choice between making an incredible amount of wealth for himself or giving it away. Choices between good or evil, between light and darkness. And I'm sure many of you have seen this story, whether in movie or have read about it, the saint. It's an incredible story about life. Like all great stories are, it's a story about our journey, a journey that we have choices to make in, a journey that can be incredibly transforming for us in one way or another. What I want to celebrate with all of you here today is that God transforms people's lives. If you and I really want to know what God is about, what is on the heart of God, and what excites God in his relationship with you, it is the possibility of transformation. It is the possibility that you and I would say yes to his light and his love and relationship with Jesus Christ on this journey called life, that we might be completely and powerfully and totally transformed by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's why we heard today in our second lesson that all Scripture is inspired by God. It is breathed by God, that our lives might be touched by it and transformed by it, that we might be able to follow the Lord in ways that are new and beautiful. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read, "If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Everything that is old is passed away. Behold, everything has become new." And if you read the remaining verses in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and on, it talks about this, that we become ministers of reconciliation. And that's very important for you and I to realize that we haven't become ministers of possibilities, that we haven't become ministers of five goals that you need to realize in your life, of self-actualization, but rather we have become ministers of reconciliation through the person of Jesus Christ. That is what is on the heart of God, that we are transformed spiritually through reconciliation, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. And that is a wonderful thing. And so the most important question, I believe, that any human being can answer, that you and I need to answer about ourselves, and that every one of our friends needs to answer, and every human being that has ever lived upon this earth needs to answer, is simply this: are you in Christ? And is Christ in you, the hope of glory? Are you in the Lord? Because if you are, if you're following him, if he's your Redeemer, then you are a new creation. Behold, the old has passed away and the new has come. You have been born again. The old you is dead, sinfulness, darkness, and aloneness. And the new you is alive, holiness and light and love. Now, let me be honest here for just a moment. There are days in my life, I know, and days in your life as well, where it seems like the old self is really alive and well, right? I mean, it is on a tear sometimes, isn't it? Where did you come from? Oh, you're a part of me. Yeah. There are times in our lives where the old self is just rearing its ugly head, and I believe part of the healing for us is to acknowledge that, yes, that is a part of our life. But it is a part of our life that Jesus is inviting us to acknowledge to be dead. and to begin to embrace the light and the love and the transformation that can be uniquely ours in Jesus Christ. You see, just like Simon Templar the thief, you and I have a choice each and every step of our lives, each and every moment of our days. And the choice is, who are we going to follow? In that words of Bob Dylan, that song, you got to choose somebody. You got to live for somebody. You got a direction to go in. You have a choice to make. James Stewart shares in his book, A Man in Christ, Christ in me. To be in Christ means something quite different from the weight of an impossible ideal. Christ in me, Christ means bearing, Christ bearing along with me from within. Christ the motive power that carries me on. Christ giving my whole life a wonderful poise and lift, and turning every burden into wings. Not as something you have to bear, but as something by which you are born. I love that. You know, part of the promise of what he shares with us in that statement is that our life in Christ, as we seek to follow him, as Christ is in us, our life does not have to just be a burden. We don't have to only look at it that way. It's not just about a struggle, but that because Christ is in us, those weights and those struggles and those sins can actually, through the transforming power of God, be turned into wings. I love it. You're not Atlas bearing this great burden of the world who's slowly slipping out of view, and you're suddenly prostrate on the ground because the burden and the struggle and the weight is too great. But rather in Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that weight as we confess it, that sin as we lift it up to the Lord and ask for his mercy, can be transformed into beautiful wings on which we can begin to soar. The Apostle Paul bore a tremendous burden in his life. We read about it in Corinthians. He cried to the Lord on three separate times, not just once, not just twice, but count it, three times. That's a lot. Lord, please remove this thorn from me. And he doesn't say what this thorn is. He's not clear about what it is, but it's something he wanted out of his life. And what does God say to him? Well, in so many words, God says no. No. You ever heard no from God before? I have. I don't like it. Paul doesn't like it. But God's word to him is a very powerful word as well. My power is made perfect in your weakness. My power is made perfect in your weakness. You know, it's interesting in your life and my life, isn't it, when we hear something we don't want to hear, what we end up doing sometimes is we go ahead and do what we want to do anyways, right? We can see that in our own lives, can't we? We can see that in our relationships with our friends and neighbors and even in our marriages. We see that on Capitol Hill these days. We see it all over the place. People are hearing things that they don't want to hear, and they end up going in opposite directions and doing whatever they want to do. And it's called brokenness. It's called division. It's called a house that will not be able to stand the test of time. And so, beloved of God, part of the invitation for you and me here today as we begin to celebrate this reality that we can be transformed through the power of Christ as he is in us through the Holy Spirit. One of the things you and I need to begin to do is hear the word of the Lord to us. And if the Lord is saying to you right now, wherever you might be in the midst of your struggle, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Let me make a suggestion from someone who's been walking with the Lord for a little while and has had the unfortunate practice of not listening to God when I don't hear from him what I want to hear. I just keep doing it my way, right? Bend the knee. Just do it now. Believe me, I'm saving you a lot of trouble. You're gonna thank me later on for this message right now. You're gonna thank me, but you may not be thanking me right now, but I'm simply telling you, uncle, say uncle, I give up. Let me go. I surrender to what you want. Because as you and I begin to do that, it is exactly at that place where we meet the power of God. You see, we want to meet God in our own strength. We want to meet God in our own power. We want God to be proud of us. We want the world to look at that person and say, my gosh, did you see what Joe did or what Karen did and how great they are? And guess what God wants to have happen when they look at us? He wants the world to look at us and say, do you see the Lord in them? Do you see what the Lord is doing in that broken person? It's a totally different message. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. The Lord's perfects his power through our brokenness. I know you don't want to hear this today, but it's the truth. Our weakness is like an opposing wind that we can soar on if we let the Holy Spirit teach us, transforming us into eagles. Henry Nouwen shares, in our world of loneliness and despair, there is an enormous need for men and women who know the heart of God, a heart that forgives, cares, reaches out, and wants to heal. And beloved of God, you and I can only authentically know that voice and that presence and that person and that power as we experience in our weakness the healing and loving presence of our transforming Lord and God, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but as I'm here in Naples, and I've shared about soaring birds before, one of the things I love to especially watch are the storms rolling in to Naples. Florida has some great storms. We've seen a lot this summer, as you know. And one of the things I love about some of the storms as they're rolling in is you'll notice on the edge of some of the storms, especially if they're very windy and strong, you'll notice on some of them there's a group of birds that are soaring. What are those crazy birds doing up by those lightning storms? Well, let me tell you what they're not doing. They're not flying into the storm. They're flying along the edges of the storm where the winds are, because that's what God made them to do. And I believe they're enjoying themselves. They're having a great time up there. They're just soaring on the winds up there. I mean, you watch some of these birds sometimes, and they go like that. They're just soaring. They're going fast up there along the edges of the storm. And beloved, that's what God wants to teach you and me to do. He wants to teach us to soar on the edges of our storms and our brokenness and our weakness. Stop walking through the chicken coop like a chicken. Stop. I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to have it my way. God, you can tell me whatever you want, but I'm going to do it my way. Bark, 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 bark. That's what you are. That's what you are. Bend the knee. Spread out your wings and soar in the transforming power of the living God. It's only as you and I die to ourselves and our agendas and embrace the strength of God that we can begin to soar in the way that we're meant to be. You're called to be an eagle, not a chicken. You need to start spreading out those wings and soaring on the wind of a spirit. In The Good and Beautiful God, we read that you know how a butterfly becomes a butterfly? It was once a caterpillar or a worm that simply crawled on the ground. It could only crawl and not fly. But it goes into a cocoon or chrysalis, and it dies. Listen to this. It dies to its old self, that it might become something new. The old has passed away, and the new has arrived. It was once weighed down by gravity, but now it can fly. And how beautifully does it fly? So many colors, so light and airy, that it stops us in our tracks as we watch its beauty go from flower to flower and from plant to plant. Christians, you and I, were once under the reign of sin, but now we can live in the freedom of Christ. Beloved of God, I have one question here for you and me here today, and it's a very simple question. Do you want to fly? Do you want to fly in your spirit? Are you tired of roosting around in the chicken coop of your way, of just focusing on your pain and your brokenness and your burden? Are you tired of carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? And I have some great news for you here today. Surrender at the cross today. Watch the transformation that Emmeline's about to experience in this moment of baptism. And embrace it afresh in your life. Spread out the wings of eagles that God has given you and say, Lord, I want to soar on the wind of your Holy Spirit. I don't even know everything the Father Joe's talking about. It just sounds great to me and I'd like to do it. Make a step of faith off of that cliff and just spread those wings and experience the Holy Spirit lifting you up on wings of eagles that you mount to the places that God has for you. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about Emmeline. Because as her parents and her godparents and her family are here today, we celebrate with them that in a very real way, Emmeline, you're about to start a whole new journey. She's smiling right now. You are. And you know what? I believe you know that in your spirit. I'm so glad. Yes, I don't mean to embarrass you. She's smiling at everybody, isn't she? Smart. She is. Emmeline, we are excited that you're here today. We're excited that your family and your grandparents and everyone is here today because we're going to be part of you entering a whole new life, the life of an eagle, yeah, the life of a child of the Lord. And so we give thanks for that today. Give thanks for the new life that we'll celebrate with you. Amen. Amen. So why don't you come on up, okay? Come on up.